This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ryan Wood joins us from the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackerNews.com,
right,
and he also talks Packers with us Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4:48. And sometimes it just works out well. We get to talk to him on Friday after a Packer Thursday night preseason game. And a 26-13 loss. Ryan, appreciate the time, man. As always, Alan Lazard, the highest targeted receiver last night, along with Darius Shepard. Two guys that did not get targets, MVS and seemingly Equanimeous St. Brown either.
Yeah, no, I mean, and those guys are on the team, so, you know, if they don't get targets, that's not a big deal. But the guy that, I mean, I think that Darius Shepard and Alan Lazard is pulling ahead of is Jaymon Moore. You know, he didn't really show up last night, and the other two did. So, still only halfway through the preseason. There's time left, but that's a very interesting race that's articulating there at the receiver position. Darius Shepard, second straight game, he's got a touchdown. 36-yard kickoff return. Basically said after the game, you'd have to put him on a stretcher for him to take a touchback or a fair catch at this point. He's returning everything if he's on the field. So, that's where he's in. His mindset. He's gunning for a job. I think, you know, Trevor Davis has to be a little concerned at this point. That receiver battle is very interesting.
You're right, and I don't know what's going on, or maybe just the way it's fallen, but just these last two games, Scantling, just feel like you haven't seen Equanimous, St. Brown. Those two guys have just been missing these last two games. I don't know the number of targets that they're getting, but I just feel like they're just not around.
I mean, I guess for me, I don't put much stock into that, who's being targeted and who's not, when it's not Aaron Rodgers on the field.
Okay, gotcha.
We all know that it's a different offense with Aaron Rodgers. He's going to target different people. It's not that big of a deal if it's not Aaron Rodgers throwing the football.
Okay.
You know, Ryan, when we talk about this Packers football team and certain guys on this team, just your thoughts quickly on Rashawn Gary, because that guy was – people were tweeting that he was quitting on plays last night, watching the football game, wondering where he was, first-round pick, all this other stuff. Do you have any concerns about Rashawn Gary? Because during training camp, everybody was loving them some Rashawn Gary.
I think it's too early to say concerns, but let's just say what it is, and that's the fact that Rashawn Gary is not flashing in two games in 11-on-11. Now, it's only two games, so that doesn't mean that he won't show up at some point. It doesn't mean that he can't show up. I mean, it's a small sample size, but he has not shown up. And what we see in practice is a guy who dominates one-on-ones, a guy who has all the athletic ability that you could ask for. It's really no different than when he was at Michigan. He physically, athletically, Rashawn Gary could impose his will against any Big Ten offensive lineman. I mean, it was a mismatch.
Right.
And 11-on-11s, you didn't see it. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely get where that's something to keep an eye on. It's a little too early for me to say it's concerning, but it's not as good as the alternative. You'd like to see him making plays, and he was playing well into the third quarter and didn't really make any plays last night.
Talking Packers football with Ryan Wood here as we do Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4:48 on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Ryan, I want to ask you I got a couple of conspiracy theorists in here, and I just want to just make sure we put this out there, because sometimes Steve and Gary, they amaze me when they come up with this stuff. But LaFleur said, quote, "It's not necessarily you will even see Aaron Rodgers in the preseason," close quote, by the way. He had a back injury, and that threw everything out of whack, no pun intended. And they just played bad because Aaron was not there. Some people say, "Why, if he got a back injury, why is he standing around?" So I think these guys think Aaron was faking last night and they just didn't want to play. I mean, what are you hearing?
I think that the amount of preseason snaps Aaron Rodgers takes, the right amount is however many to get this offense in the right place and get him in the right place with this offense come week one. If that number is zero and they come out and they stop the Bears and they look good, then who cares? I mean, really, it doesn't matter if they look good week one. If they don't, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't week one and he hasn't played in the preseason, and, you know, next week it's not going to be an easy call in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. I mean, that stadium up there, I think it's IG Stadium, that's on field turf. So mm-hmm. not ideal. You know, if they don't look good week one, And he hasn't played preseason, that's not going to be a good look. It's not going to be a good optic. So that, to me, it's hard to know right now whether, you know, I mean, it makes sense. Like, let's look at this. I mean, if there was anything less than 100% healthy physically with Aaron Rodgers last night, it would make no sense to put him out. I think we can all agree there. But if it was more of a, I don't feel it tonight. I mean, Matt LaFleur said that his back, when I asked him after the game if he's worried about Rodgers missing any practice time, he said no and that his back was already feeling better. If that's the case and they don't look good week one, that's not going to look good.
Well, and I agree with you, but I don't know how you – my thing is for next week, I don't know how you put him out on that field turf. I mean, that's concerning to me.
It's
really
not ideal.
No, I don't. I was talking
to you guys about that's against a team like Oakland that's going to break the rules.
You know that, and I just don't know how you do that. That's concerning to me.
You know, I would be concerned with Aaron Rodgers not having any preseason snaps too, though. So I mean, that's where the and I get it. Believe me.
Well, can you play him at the last home game?
I'm on that turf, but sorry.
You can play him at the last home game, maybe.
Yeah, that just never happens, though. I mean, I hear you. That's just,
so you're saying he's got to go. He's got to go this Thursday, then.
You would think. I mean, who's he going to be playing in the last home game? He's going to be playing the very bottom of the Kansas City Chiefs roster. I mean, it's going to be zero competition.
Right, guys fight for roster spots. So if he don't play this week, it's a wrap. So we're gonna break news right here today. He's out until Chicago.
Think so?
Yeah, he ain't playing no more, cuz that's a wrap. He ain't playing.
That's great.
Nah.
It wouldn't shock me at this point. I was
playing.
It wouldn't shock me. It's just look, if he doesn't play in the preseason, and I don't have any reporting one way or the other. I don't know.
We just speculate.
I don't know if he is or isn't, but if he doesn't, and they look bad week one against Chicago, let's be real. If any new offense could pick the one game, the one matchup in the entire NFL mm-hmm. that they don't want for their very first game week one, it would be at Chicago Soldier Field. That would be it.
Hey, you know,
but how do you explain if he does practice and play and they still look bad? Bad is bad.
Well, you explain it by they look bad. I mean, there's no excuses. This is professional football. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it'd be the most surprising thing in the world that a new, brand new offense that, you know, not just week one, but the first couple weeks, first few weeks of the season, they're going to be finding their groove. It's not like they're going to come in and it's going to be 2011 right off the bat. You know, it's going to take some time for this offense to gel. So either way, it's going to be a difficult challenge.
More importantly, Gary, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play in the preseason, it's Aaron Rodgers 1, Matt LaFleur 0 after preseason, looking at the scoreboard of who's winning this competition.
That's a problem. Hey, Ryan, Steve got some shirts for sale. You want to buy some? Him and Billy? Steve, want to tell him the shirts you got?
Rodgers Revenge Tour shirts, baby. They're available. They are available. Me and Baby Tosh leading the Rodgers Revenge Tour fan club. And apparently Chris Carter's on board, and if you didn't hear, he's got him, you know, competing for an MVP and possibly winning the Super Bowl this year.
You're speechless. Right. Yeah, you don't even know how to react to that. But go ahead, Ryan.
It's such a wide variance. I have no idea what to expect out of the Packer season. Like, this is my sixth season on the beat. And every other year going about this time, I'm like, you know, this makes sense. I mean, we've had some surprises the last couple of years because of injuries with the Packers, right? But every year it's like, this kind of makes sense. I have no clue. I have no clue what this season's going to be. They could be really bad. You look at the fact that the first six games are against really solid to good defenses, each one of them. And I know that there's a lot of home games early, but they're going to need them because when you're not just Chicago, Minnesota, but you're going against Philly, you're going against Denver, you're going against Dallas, a good defense, Detroit's a good defense, and they got better with Mike Daniels. And the first six games are all against good defenses. That's not ideal. You prefer a few cupcakes, not that they're in the NFL, but, you'd like the Raiders a little earlier, you know? You don't want to go six really good defenses right off the bat, and that's what they're going to do. So it could be bad. Or Aaron Rodgers could go on his revenge tour, and they can go 12-4. You know, I don't know. There's such a wide variance. It's going to be a really fascinating season because I'm as far as pronostications go, I'm pretty much at a loss.
Yeah, you don't have to pronosticate right now, though, but yeah.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Wendy's Big Show. Ryan, on the defensive side of the football, Darnell Savage got some good work yesterday. One nice play. Jair Alexander can't come up with an interception on the outside. But what did you see out of the first teamers, especially on the defense last night?
I thought it was okay. I thought it was better than probably it looked. I mean, look, I have to go back and watch the tape, but I'm pretty sure that the first series, they were exclusively in base, which you could probably count on your 10 fingers, the number of series, maybe even on one hand, the number of series this year, they'll be exclusively in base. So it was really vanilla from a schematic standpoint. They did go a little bit with that three outside linebacker look in the second drive where they went in dime. And I think that's going to be a look that you're going to see a ton this fall. I think that's their plan anyway, is just, see the Smiths with Rashawn Gary on the field together. It was okay. You liked them to do a little bit better, but I think the first drive they had a chance to hold them without any points, and that Jair Alexander kind of dropped. It was a tough play, but it's a play that a guy with that much talent should be making. So, I thought there was room to grow on that.
How about Matt LaFleur saying they're going to ramp up tackling this week in practice?
They need to. I thought the starters were okay. I only counted four missed tackles. One of them, the Darius Smith sack, or missed sack on Lamar Jackson, which, look, Lamar Jackson's making pretty much any defensive lineman miss in that situation.
No doubt.
He's a freak. So I thought the starters were okay on missed tackles, considering it's the first time. That's not an issue. But behind them, it's a big issue. It's a huge issue, the missed tackles. Ty Summers had a rough night. He missed several tackles, and he was frustrated. But it wasn't just him. I mean, they've Matt LaFleur was also frustrated. He was frustrated with the lack of his sound tackling. And I think the biggest issue is that if you do it in the opener, that's one thing. You haven't tackled in a while, but this was game two now, and there was just not that improvement in the backups that you'd like to see. So they got to figure that out.
Appreciated time, Ryan. We'll talk Monday, 4:48, as we always do, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Talk Packers football with you.
All right, take care.
That's Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and right here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.